Welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're heading out to Ferry County, Washington.
Wow, Ferry County.
Yeah, a place where rush hour is maybe more about rushing rivers
Bryce.
Than, you know, cars on the freeway. So Ferry County is known for its rugged beauty.
Stunning.
Absolutely. But it's not exactly, you know, the easiest place to live.
Hmm.
And so we're diving into those unique challenges of living in Ferry County today, especially as a newcomer. And we're going to see how this whole, like, Code of the West thing plays out.
The Code of the West.
Yeah? Does it still apply? Is it a real thing?
Well, what's really interesting about Ferry County is it kind of embodies both the challenges and the rewards of choosing that rural life, you know, in this day and age.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 7,500 people.
Wow.
Spread out over 2,200 square miles. That's like 3 people per square mile. It's incredible.
Okay, so that's like really spread out. Like you can't just like borrow a cup of sugar from your neighbor.
Right.
Okay, so we've got these wide open spaces, a tiny population, and this whole Code of the West thing.
Yeah.
But what is that code? Does it still apply today?
So the document itself is more of a historical thing, but the values that are in it, they still echo in Ferry County today. Things like self-reliance, independence, being honest, dealing fairly. These things are super important when your nearest neighbor might be like miles away.
So it's less about like wearing cowboy hats and more about a certain, I don't know, mindset.
Yeah. It's a way of life. And for somebody new coming in, it means knowing that you can't always depend on the same systems you might have in a city.
Got it.
Help could be hours away, especially in the winter when those roads get bad.
So ditch the food delivery apps.
Yeah.
And learn to bake bread. That's a pretty big adjustment. What are some other challenges people might run into?
Well, the infrastructure is limited. Internet can be spotty.
Oh, no.
Cell service, too.
Oh, yeah.
And you might have to drive a good distance for basic things, groceries, healthcare, that kind of thing.
Okay, so trading convenience for peace and quiet, right?
Yeah.
But what about, like, the social side? Is it tough for newcomers to fit in when it seems like everyone's known each other forever?
It can be. Ferry County folks, they're friendly, sure, but they're very independent and used to doing things their way. Mm. There's a live and let live kind of vibe, which sometimes might feel standoffish.
Yeah, I can see that.
Somebody new. Newcomers might run into that whole we've always done it this way thing, and building trust. That takes time.
So it's not the kind of place where you show up and you're instantly like part of the group.
Right. It's more like imagine Ferry County as a close family.
Okay.
They welcome guests.
Sure.
But becoming part of the family, that takes time and effort.
It sounds like you need to be okay with being alone sometimes, but also like willing to put yourself out there and make connections.
Yeah, it's a balance.
Right.
But it's important to understand that dynamic if you're thinking about making Ferry County home.
All right. So we've touched on some of the challenges. Let's dig into what daily life is really like in Ferry County. For someone thinking about moving there, what are some things they need to be ready for?
Well, let's start with winter. Ferry County winters, they're not a joke.
Mm.
We're talking heavy snow, icy roads, power outages, all pretty common.
Oh, wow.
You got to be prepared to be snowed in, maybe for days, maybe even weeks.
Intense. So stock up on firewood and maybe take some driving lessons.
Mm.
What other practical skills do you really need to survive a Ferry County winter?
Knowing how to keep your car running is key.
Yeah.
Basic stuff like changing a tire, jump-starting a battery.
Yeah.
Even some minor engine troubleshooting can be a lifesaver when help is so far away.
Sounds like a tow chain and jumper cables are good investments.
Absolutely. And don't forget home maintenance.
Oh.
Being able to fix a leaky faucet, a clogged drain, even a burst pipe.
Oh, gosh.
That makes a huge difference in how comfortable and safe you are.
So basic plumbing, maybe some electrical skills too. I'm starting to think I need a survival course before even considering this move.
Huh. It's not as scary as it sounds.
Okay.
There are resources out there to help people learn those things.
I hear you.
But the main thing is self-sufficiency isn't just a nice thing to have in Ferry County.
Right.
It's a must-have.
It's essential. Okay. So we've got surviving the winter. We've got DIY skills. What about just like everyday stuff, groceries, doctor's appointments, that kind of thing? How do people manage when everything's so spread out?
Planning ahead is essential. You can't just, you know, run to the corner store for milk.
Right.
A grocery trip could be a 2-hour round trip. Making a detailed list and stocking up. That's really important.
So goodbye impulse buys.
Right.
Hello bulk shopping.
Exactly. And the same goes for like going to the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Finding a regular doctor might mean driving to the next county over.
Wow.
And specialists, even further.
So telemedicine, probably a good option.
Absolutely. A lot of folks use it to help with those in-person visits. But having a plan for emergencies, knowing where the closest hospital is, having reliable transportation, especially if you have any health conditions, that's crucial.
So it's all about being prepared, having backups, being able to, like, handle things yourself.
Right.
Okay. But what about staying connected to the outside world, you know, like in terms of communication and stuff? How does that work in such a remote place?
That's where it gets tricky. Remember, internet can be unreliable.
Yeah, we talked about that.
A lot of places depend on satellite internet, which can get expensive.
Right.
And it's prone to outages, especially when the weather's bad.
So no binge watching your favorite shows.
It can be tough. And it's not just about entertainment, right?
Of course not.
Unreliable internet makes working from home a challenge. Even just basic stuff like online banking or talking to family, that can be frustrating.
It sounds like you need to be pretty tech savvy and resourceful to make it work.
Yeah, it's all about finding those workarounds and being able to adapt.
Right.
Some people use mobile hotspots. Okay. Others figure out ways to, like, schedule important calls or downloads for when the internet's more stable.
Okay, so managing those digital connections, that's a hurdle for sure.
Yeah.
But what about connecting with the community itself? We've talked about how Ferry County folks are independent, maybe a little slow to warm up to outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
How do people break through that and build relationships?
That's where the Code of the West comes in again.
Oh.
Remember those values. Honesty, integrity, dealing fairly.
Right.
Those are how you earn respect and trust in Ferry County.
So it's about being genuine, showing you're willing to pull your own weight.
Exactly. Actions speak louder than words out there. Volunteering, helping your neighbors, showing you're not afraid of hard work.
Right.
Those things go a long way.
It's about fitting in less by conforming to, like, a certain lifestyle and more by living those values that are important to the community.
Exactly. It's respecting the traditions, the way of life that have shaped Ferry County.
Right.
But also bringing your own skills and ideas to the table.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. We've talked about surviving the winter, navigating the social scene, all of that. But there's one more thing I want to bring up, and that's the economic reality. With remote work becoming so common,
right,
more and more people are looking at places like Ferry County.
Yeah.
But can you actually make a living in a place with limited infrastructure and those, like, traditional job opportunities?
That's the big question, and it's one we'll dig into after a quick break. Stay with us.
So you're curious about making a living in Ferry County, especially with more and more people working remotely these days.
Yeah. I imagine it's not as simple as just, like, packing up your laptop and moving, right?
Right. It's a bit more complicated than that. While the cost of living might be lower than in a city, earning a steady income can be a real challenge.
Makes sense.
Traditional jobs, they're limited. A lot of them are based around agriculture, forestry, tourism, and those can be really seasonal.
So you can't just assume you'll find a typical 9-to-5 job waiting for you. Not necessarily. And that's where that self-reliance thing we talked about really comes in. Many people in Ferry County piece together a living. You know, they might do some remote work, maybe a little entrepreneurship, some seasonal gigs here and there.
So you might have a former software engineer running a small farm or a retired teacher giving tours of a ghost town.
Exactly. And that's what's so interesting about the economy there. Resourcefulness and ingenuity are key to making it work.
You need to be comfortable wearing multiple hats and be ready to adapt to whatever the community needs.
For sure. And for people who are up for that challenge, it can be incredibly rewarding. There's real satisfaction in creating your own opportunities and contributing to the local economy.
I can see that. So let's say I'm someone who works remotely and I'm thinking about moving to Ferry County. What are some specific things I should consider about my career?
The first thing, and we've touched on this, is how reliable your internet connection will be. Internet access can be spotty in Ferry County. A lot of it is satellite internet, which can be expensive and gets interrupted by weather. You really need to do your research on internet options in your specific area and make sure it can handle what you need for work.
Yeah, losing connection during an important meeting could be disastrous.
Exactly. And it's not just about how fast your internet is. You also have to think about power outages, which happen especially in the winter. Having a backup power source for your computer and other equipment is crucial.
So a generator is probably a good idea.
Absolutely. And think about your workspace. Do you need a separate office to minimize distractions? Or can you work from a shared space in your home? Those are important factors to figure out before you move.
It sounds like working remotely in Ferry County takes a lot of planning and being prepared.
Mm.
What about people who want to start a new career or their own business? What are the opportunities and challenges there?
Ferry County has this amazing entrepreneurial spirit. You'll find small farms, artisan workshops, even tech startups and ecotourism businesses. The key is figuring out what the community needs and finding a way to provide it.
So think niche markets, services tailored to the local population.
Yes. For instance, there's a growing demand for locally sourced food, sustainable living practices, outdoor recreation. If you can tap into those, you'll find people are interested.
There's potential for people who can think outside the box and embrace that DIY mindset that's so common in Ferry County.
Absolutely. But you also have to be realistic about the challenges. Starting a business in a remote place has its own hurdles. Limited access to funding and resources, dealing with rural infrastructure.
So it's not just about having a good idea, it's also about having the drive to make it happen.
Exactly. And there's the code of the West again. Honesty, integrity, hard work. Those aren't just abstract ideas in Ferry County. They're essential for a business to succeed. Building trust with customers and the community is so important.
It's interesting how those same qualities that help you survive in Ferry County also contribute to success as an entrepreneur.
Right. It's all connected. The resilience and resourcefulness you need for daily life there, those are the same things that help you build a successful business.
We've talked about remote work and starting businesses, but what about people who are just looking for any job to make ends meet? What are the options for people who don't have special skills or can't work remotely?
That's where things get a little tougher. The traditional jobs in Ferry County are limited, and competition for them can be fierce. A lot of the jobs are seasonal, like in tourism, agriculture, and forestry.
So you might work as a park ranger in the summer or help with the apple harvest in the fall.
Exactly. And while those jobs can bring in some income and experience, they don't always provide stability year-round.
Sounds like you need to be flexible and willing to do different things to make it work.
You do. And you have to be proactive in looking for jobs. Networking with local businesses, checking online job boards, going to community events, those can all lead to opportunities.
It's not a place for people who are passive about finding work.
No, you gotta be willing to hustle and put yourself out there. And that brings us back to self-reliance. In Ferry County, you can't always count on the usual systems to take care of you. You have to be creative, resourceful, and willing to forge your own path.
Sounds like Ferry County is a place that really tests your limits and helps you discover talents and strengths you didn't even know you had.
I like that. It's a place where you can rediscover the value of hard work, community, and feeling connected to something bigger than yourself.
Okay, so we've covered the economic realities, the challenges of working remotely, the potential for entrepreneurship. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about something less practical but equally important. The emotional and psychological adjustments that come with moving to such a remote and isolated place.
That's a really good point, and one that's often overlooked. Moving to Ferry County isn't just changing your scenery, it's a whole lifestyle change.
Nah.
And you have to be ready for the emotional and psychological effects of that.
So what are some things people might struggle with?
The biggest one is probably the feeling of isolation. Ferry County doesn't have many people, and those wide-open spaces can be both amazing and intimidating. For folks used to the city, the quiet and solitude can take some time to get used to.
So you're trading traffic for potentially loneliness.
It's possible, and it's not just the lack of people, it's also being far away from the things you're familiar with and your support systems. You could be hours from your closest friends and family. Even simple things like going to the movies or meeting a friend for coffee take a lot more planning.
Sounds like you need to be okay spending time with yourself and find ways to stay connected to the outside world.
Definitely. And technology can be a huge help there. Staying in touch with people through video calls, being part of online communities, even finding remote work, those can help bridge that gap between the isolation of Ferry County and the rest of the world.
So it's about finding that balance between enjoying the solitude and staying connected to the things that make you happy.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that adjusting to rural life can have its ups and downs. Some days you'll feel great, loving the beauty and peace. Other days you might feel overwhelmed by the challenges and the isolation.
Sounds like patience and being kind to yourself are important.
Very important. And it's okay to ask for help. Connecting with other newcomers, finding support groups, even talking to a therapist can be really helpful during that time.
So we've talked about isolation. What about cultural differences? We talked about the code of the West and how it shapes things in Ferry County.
Yeah.
But are there other things newcomers should know about?
One thing that can surprise people is the pace of life. Things move slower in Ferry County. People take time to chat with each other, enjoy their meals, appreciate nature. This can be a nice change for people who are tired of the city rush, but it can also be frustrating for those who are used to things moving quickly.
So patience is a virtue, especially if you're waiting in line at the store or for your car to get fixed.
Exactly. And it's important to understand that time is viewed differently in Ferry County. A 5-minute delay might not even be noticed there, but in a city, it could mess up your whole day.
You have to adjust your expectations and learn to relax a bit more about time.
Right. And it's not just about time, it's also how people communicate. Ferry County folks are pretty straightforward. They get to the point. They value honesty and directness, which can sometimes seem blunt or even rude to people from other places.
So I should practice my passive-aggressive communication skills. Just kidding. But how do you navigate those differences without offending anyone?
Be respectful and pay attention. See how people interact with each other. Listen more than you talk. And if you're unsure about something, don't be afraid to ask.
So be a good listener and be respectful of the local culture.
Right. And most people in Ferry County are happy to share their way of life with those who are genuinely interested.
Okay, we've talked about isolation, the pace of life, how people communicate. But what about the code of the West? How does that show up in everyday life, and how do newcomers adapt to it?
The Code of the West is more than a set of rules. It's a whole way of life. It's about self-reliance, independence, honesty, fairness, respect for others. And those values are woven into the very fabric of Ferry County.
So how do those values work in practice?
Well, take the focus on self-reliance. People are expected to take care of themselves and their stuff. You won't find a lot of hand-holding or government help in Ferry County. You're expected to be resourceful and solve your own problems.
So if your car breaks down, you better know how to change a tire or be ready to walk.
Exactly. And it's not just about skills, it's a mentality. People in Ferry County are proud of being independent and taking care of themselves. They don't want handouts, and they don't like it when people complain all the time or rely on others to fix their problems.
Sounds like you need to be okay taking responsibility for your own life and not depending on others to rescue you.
That's it. And that can be hard for people used to having a safety net or people to help them out.
It's a test of how self-sufficient you are and whether you can adapt to a different way of thinking.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's not just about being self-reliant. The Code of the West also stresses honesty and integrity. Your word means something in Ferry County. People expect you to be truthful and keep your promises. And if you break that trust, it's hard to earn it back.
Your reputation matters a lot.
A lot. And that's why it's so important for newcomers to think about what they do and say. It takes time and effort to build a good reputation, but it's crucial if you want to be accepted and respected in the community.
The Code of the West is more than just history. It's a set of values that really affects how people live and interact in Ferry County.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's part of the community's culture, and it's something newcomers need to understand and respect if they want to do well in this unique and challenging place.
Okay, so we've explored the challenges, the good things, the practicalities, and even the cultural side of life in Ferry County. What's the one thing you'd want our listener to take away from all this? What's at the heart of the Ferry County experience?
I think the heart of Ferry County is this. It's a place where you can rediscover your own strength and resilience. It's about embracing a simpler, more self-sufficient way of life, connected to nature and community. It's not always easy, but it's incredibly rewarding.
It's like a place where you can really find yourself or maybe even reinvent yourself.
Exactly. And that's what makes Ferry County such a fascinating and compelling place. It's a place to explore.
So we've painted this picture of life in Ferry County, the good, the bad, the beautiful scenery. But is it a life someone would actually choose?
That's the big question, isn't it? It all depends on what you really want out of life. Do you want a slower pace, deeper connections, a chance to see how self-reliant you can be? If so, Ferry County might be the place for you.
It sounds like a journey for the modern soul, not just a change of address.
It's definitely not for everyone, but for some people, the challenges are exactly what makes it attractive. It's a chance to reconnect with basic values and discover strength you didn't even know you had.
So for those who are interested, but maybe a little intimidated, what's the first step in figuring out if this move is right for them?
I'd say start by really thinking about your values and priorities. What do you truly want in life? If things like convenience, instant gratification, and a busy social life are at the top of your list, Ferry County probably isn't the best fit. But if you're looking for a simpler life, a strong connection to nature, a community that values resilience and taking care of yourself, then it's worth considering.
So it's about soul searching as much as researching internet speeds and housing options?
Yes. And once you've done that inner work, then you can start the practical research. Really dive into the specific challenges of the area you're thinking about. What are the winters like? How reliable are the utilities? What about access to healthcare and schools? The more you know beforehand, the fewer surprises you'll have.
Don't jump in without thinking it through. Make a deliberate, informed decision.
Exactly. And after you've done your research, I'd recommend visiting Ferry County. Spend some time there, talk to people who live there, get a feel for what life is like, see if it feels right to you deep down.
It's like a test drive for your soul. Can you see yourself thriving in this environment?
That's a good way to put it. And if after all of that you feel drawn to Ferry County, it might just be the adventure you've been waiting for.
But let's be real. Even for people who are prepared and committed, there are going to be challenges along the way. What advice would you give to newcomers to help them through those inevitable bumps in the road as they adjust to life in Ferry County?
The most important thing is to be patient with yourself. It takes time to adjust to a new place, especially one as unique as Ferry County. Don't expect to feel settled in right away. There will be times when you're frustrated, lonely, maybe even doubting your decision. It's all part of the process.
Give yourself a break and embrace the learning curve.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. People in Ferry County might be independent, but they're also incredibly kind and supportive. If you're struggling, reach out to your neighbors, community organizations, even online groups. You'll find people are usually willing to help.
It's about balancing that self-reliance with knowing when to lean on your community.
Exactly. And finally, I'd say embrace the adventure. Ferry County is a place where you can step outside your comfort zone, try new things, and discover hidden strengths. It's a chance to reconnect with nature, build strong relationships, and create a life that's true to yourself.
It's like hitting the reset button on life and taking the road less traveled.
I love that. It's a journey of self-discovery as much as it is a change of location.
So for those who are attracted to the beauty, the independent spirit, the genuine way of life that Ferry County offers, it sounds like the rewards can be truly life-changing.
They can be. It's a place where you can find a different kind of freedom, the freedom to be yourself, to live life on your own terms, and to connect with something bigger than yourself.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Ferry County. We've talked about the challenges, the good things, the practical stuff, and even the soul searching that goes into thinking about moving to this special place.
It's been a great conversation.
And as we wrap things up, I want to leave you with this thought. If you're yearning for a life that's more connected to nature, community, and your own inner strength, maybe Ferry County is calling you. Do your research, be prepared for the challenges, and embrace the adventure. You might just find a way of life that truly speaks to your soul. That's all for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring. So we've painted this picture of life in Ferry County, the grit, the grace, those amazing views. But is it really a life that someone could choose?
That's the question, right? It all comes down to what you truly want. Do you long for a slower pace of life, deeper connections, a chance to really test your self-reliance? If that sounds good to you, Ferry County might be calling.
Almost like a pilgrimage, not just moving somewhere new.
It's not for everyone, that's for sure. But for some people, the challenges are part of the appeal. It's a chance to rediscover some basic values and find a strength you might not know you have.
So for people who are intrigued, but maybe a little intimidated, what's the first step in figuring out if this is the right move?
I'd say look inside first. Examine your values, your priorities. What do you really want out of life? If convenience, instant gratification, a busy social scene, if those are at the top of your list, Ferry County probably isn't the best fit. But if you want a simpler life, a connection to nature, a community that values resilience and self-sufficiency, then it's worth exploring.
So it's as much about soul searching as it is about checking internet speeds and housing costs.
Exactly. And once you've done that inner work, then comes the practical research. Really dig into the specific challenges of the area you're considering. What are the winters like? How reliable are the utilities? What about healthcare and schools? The more you know going in, the fewer surprises you'll have.
Don't just jump in blindly. Make a thoughtful, informed decision.
Right. And after you've done your research, I highly recommend visiting Ferry County. Spend some time there, talk to the locals. Get a sense of the rhythm of life. See if it connects with you on a deeper level.
Like a test drive for your soul. Can you really see yourself thriving there?
That's it. And if, after all that, you feel drawn to Ferry County, it might just be the adventure you've been waiting for.
But let's be realistic. Even for those who are prepared and committed, there are going to be challenges. What advice would you give to newcomers to help them navigate those bumps along the way?
First and foremost, be patient with yourself. It takes time to adjust to any new environment, especially one as unique as Ferry County. Don't expect to feel at home right away. There will be moments of frustration, maybe some loneliness, even some doubt. It's all part of the process.
Go easy on yourself and embrace those learning experiences.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help. The people of Ferry County might be independent, but they're also incredibly kind and supportive. If you're having a hard time with something, reach out to your neighbors, to local organizations, even online communities. You'll find that people are usually happy to help.
It's about balancing that self-reliance with knowing when to lean on your community.
Right. And lastly, I'd say embrace the adventure. Ferry County is a place where you can step outside your comfort zone, try new things, discover strengths you didn't know you had. It's a chance to connect with nature, build real relationships, and create a life that's authentically yours.
It's like hitting that reset button and choosing a path less traveled.
I like that. It's a journey of self-discovery as much as it is moving to a new place.
So for those who are drawn to the wild beauty, that independent spirit, the genuine way of life in Ferry County, it sounds like the rewards can be truly life-changing.
Absolutely. It's a place where you can find a different kind of freedom. The freedom to be yourself, to live life on your own terms, and to connect with something bigger than yourself.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Ferry County. We've explored the challenges, the rewards, the practical side of things, even the soul-searching that comes with considering a move to this special place.
It's been a great conversation.
And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. If you're yearning for a life that's more connected to nature, community, and your own inner strength, maybe Ferry County is calling you. Do your research, be prepared for the challenges, and embrace the adventure. You might just find a way of life that speaks to your soul. That's all for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.